This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to disseminating the Torah and Mesorah of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky and his Rebbeim. Please consider donating at eshelpublications.com to help us continue our mission.
Okay. Good morning. Good afternoon. We're holding here in middle of Perek Hey, where he speaks about the different... the different zmanim that Torah was given in. In other words, he said before, there's man and there's ace. Everything fits into a certain framework of time, of zman. And he's going to explain now a few mahalchim about Matan Torah, why it's given a certain time. So he says, Umasha nitno dafke boise zman. V'loi koidem zavloi achazeh. So why is it that Torah was given at a very specific time? Why is this zman miyuchad for it? Dovazan ispayal amayla, kilo hoyo royu shetinosan at Torah koin shatsum Mitzrayim. Zekwarachnu bezeh. So the first thing is, why it couldn't be given Mitzrayim? That's pashut. So the miyuch from not being given Mitzrayim, that's an obvious one. But, ach mashenitna b'chidesh ashri sesne yisar tzayim, there's a hadgosha, Dafka Chodesh Ashlishi, Veloi Koidem, Tzorech Losis Tamlze. Omnom Asim Vers Gamke Lamala, Kimi Pnei Shatar Sichlis, Veine Tachas Azman, Royla Ashlishi, Ki Kvar Amarnu Ki Ho'ita She'ene Zman, U'shayach Dafka L'Teire. Mipnei Ka Ita Hushlishi, Ka Ita Mechaba Zman, V'hushlishi, L'kach Chodesh Ashlishi Nitna Teire. Let's talk about this. Let's explain this one over here. What he means over here. The word, he explained the difference between Zman and Ita, that Zman is a particular moment in time, very, very specific moment in time, and therefore it's something which is a discrete unit. It's something that is only that Zman, and as such describes something Gashmi, much more than Ruchni. You know, the Maral says many times when he speaks about Zman, anything that's under Zman, under the domination of Zman, is Gashmi, because it's a very, it's something which can be defined and limited. Torah has is shayach to ace rather than Zman. An ace is a group of points or dots that together form something larger. So when I speak of an era, of some sort of tkufa or something like that, I'm really speaking about an overarching concept. This is the Renaissance. This is the time of the revolution, reformation, whatever it is. So I'm saying something. I'm describing a phenomenon happening in time, but not really of time. So a shlishi, and this is a point he'll make here, and he'll explain in different places, is something that is really a conceptual construct. In other words, when I include a second of time, a very specifically defined unit of time, is physical. It's from when the sun rose to when the sun set. It's from, you know, when the clock hand moved. When I describe an ace, I'm describing something larger than that, an idea, a concept that includes under it, subsumes under it, a lot of different pratim. The minimal for that is three. And this is a musik the Maral says in many different ways, many different, I find them. When I have any unit that I have, is a physical unit. So the muscle, I have an apple. Let's say there'd be one apple in the world. So I have this apple, and this is what exists. It's red, it's juicy, it's 5 inches by 5 inches, whatever it is, and that's what it is. So the klal and the prat are the same, which means the klal doesn't exist. All I have is a prat, and this prat is what it is. So I'm best off describing this apple in terms of this particular apple, and that's it. Now I have two apples. So the two apples are two individual units. Each one, each one a physical entity. I now take a klal, and I say apples, the class of apples. So this third unit is now something, because I have two discrete units of pieces of things, I now can have a third conceptual, which includes both. That's the mile of Shlishi. Shlishi always goes beyond the specific and is something bigger, greater than that. Lemaisa, so Torah, since its mitzias transcends any physical item, a lulav and an esrig, as I take him as a mitzvah, as I take a lulav and an esrig, the physical of esrig, they are things and they exist here and now. When I talk about lulav and esrig conceptually, I'm talking, so when a person is taking a lulav and esrig, which is a mitzvah, there's a physical entity there that's called lulav and esrig. When a person is talking about the Torah Shabbai, he's talking about something that's inclusive of more, and therefore it belongs in Shlishi. So Shlishi is the right number for Torah. So anytime we've labeled something as the third, it's a type of mitzias that is applicable to Torah. It's shayach to Torah. The lekach shayach to Torah kirsiv ve'esachol chayfitz. Umetnei kach achodesa befrat mazoli toimim ki ashlisha shubein shneim u'mechaba shneim. So mazol toimim means toimim is something that includes two. I have, so the marshal, anytime I have a child, so this child is a child. As soon as I have two childs, I now call it the children of this family. So the mazal toimim is similar to that. The lekach hashlishi mazal toimim roish nasa by Torah sheim nechshavim achim k'moy toimim. So this probably refers to Klal Yisrael with Torah, that they are considered to be, you know, pairs. Torah and we saw my Raisa al kaponim. That's the mazal toimim. Udvarim elu amukim burim oid kashet tovin ka Torah muchon lashlishi kemoishe kolinya Torah de shlishi kemoishe dorish hugli loy kemoishe zboi lamaylo. So he explained before this Tliso came and he said that, you know, it's a Torah Tliso was given Chodesh Tliso, La'am Tliso, and Halidei Tliso. Everything about Torah is threes. That's the concept of threes that we're explaining. B'shvul ze hufchar hashlishi the Torah ayin sham. Kshash yotzim shayim hazman ez atchils mi Yisrael, ve'en zan muchen rak hashlishi. So giving Torah when Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim is not, is couldn't have been, because they don't have this mile of shli, of Tliso. Once they reach Tliso, they're ready for Torah. Just want to explain it again, this Nakuda, I think we might have spoken about last time, but a component's Kedai to has it over. This concept is spoken of also in terms of the various midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's take it as an example in human behavior. A person is in the mode of ahava. So a person embraces, a person reaches out, a person is friendly, and so on and so forth. That is a defined midah, and it is only itself. So a person whose midah is to be nice and friendly and good and so on and so forth, or when a person is in that mode, that's what he is. A person who is strict and exuding midas hayira, He's very particular. He stands for exactitude and so on and so forth, and that's his midah. Each one of these midahs are self-contained and don't include anything but itself. The midahs of a person are the tools he uses, but they cannot be that which directs his actions. The direction of the actions should be coming from his seichel. His seichel and his das should be saying, okay, how should I deal with this person? Shall I stonewall him? Shall I be friendly and embracing? Shall I show anger? And so on. So the das and the seichel includes in itself the various different ones, and that's sort of like the shlishi. And it's very similar to the midah, the yudgim midah of shnei ksuv markishna zeh zeh, at sheyova akos ha-shlishi v'yachriya b'neihem. So when the Torah has two psukim that contradict each other, the pshat is each pasuk is telling me one particular angle of what's happening. You need a kosav ha-shlishi to sort it out and tell me where each particular piece fits into the bigger piece. So I can describe Reuven as being a person who can be very kind and be there for you and so on and so forth. I can describe Reuven as being somebody who can be mean and stubborn and so on and so forth. And then, if I wasn't lying, then there's going to be a third statement that will explain to me under what circumstances he's like this and what circumstances like that. So because Torah is the seichel in the Koimus HaAdam, Torah takes the place of the seichel and the das in terms of the Koimus HaAdam. The primary function of the seichel and the das is going to be machria. By the way, this is a go off a drop, but I think it's an important topic to discuss a minute. There's a lot of talk today about what's called neo-Hasidus, whatever you want to call it, which is people, it's not only neo-Hasidus, but Hasidus and Musa itself also came along with the need to bring out a stronger sense of emotion. And people felt that when there is no emotion, no passion, things are lifeless and so on and so forth. That definitely was missing, or could be missing, and something comes in to fulfill it. The argument against it can never be that you don't need emotion. That's kind of goes against like Ava, Yira, Dveikus. All these are emotions. The real counter argument, and or better said, a counterbalance is emotions can never be that which decides what's right and what's wrong. Emotions are blind, and that's not their job. Seichel and Das always needs to be the machria on top. Seichel and Das needs to say, like when Kohelet says, there's Eis Lahov, and there's Eis Lefkot, and there's Eis Lekod, and all those etos. Who decides what Eis it is? The musician should not be the one to decide what Eis it is. The person should say it's Nelzman Chaseinu, and I need to appropriately express myself Simchadik, or now's the time for this and to that. I feel like doing this, but it's not right. How much time and effort should I give for this? All of those answers need to be decided not by a vertel and not by an emotion, but by Torah. In other words, Torah teaches a person to weigh and to balance and to be machria. That's the tafkid of seichel. And that's why Torah was given then. Avol. And this is one of the reasons, by the way, people who don't have a chinuch in yeshivas. In yeshivas, the learning was always focused on Nashim Zikin, and the old taina is, well, it's not so nagea, wouldn't it be better than that? The answer is, in halacha, in the halakim of Torah, they're more cut and dry. Is this a kasha lulav? Is this not a kasha lulav? So there's a machlokas aposkim, but by and large, the question by its nature tends to be one-sided, factual. Chayshim mishpat, by its nature, and Evan Ezin, as much as it's between two people, is always going to be a weighing of two sides. You cannot take a position unless you understood the other position also. There's halacha chayshe mishpat. When a dayan hears, first of all, the dayan must hear both arguments concurrently. If he heard one side first, he's now pasul to paskin on the second side. He's pasul paskin on the case. It says when the two sides finish their tainus, the dayan has to repeat it and say, this person says this and this and this and this. This person says this and this and this. The repetition of the tainus is, first of all, makes it sure they got it down correctly, but much more deeply, it means that the psak din is including both studim. And that's why, in a certain way, it's quintessential Torah. That's why the subtle training of somebody who went to yeshiva was to be able to look at things from different sides and to agonize over it, and then to reach a hachra. When things become one-sided, in other words, if a person's position is one-sided, just the way it's done, so on and so forth, never took into account the other side, it might be right, but it's not right. It's not, Torah is that the person's able, and usually, most cases, it produces some sort of qualified answer rather than, milah shem elai type of answer. I'll add one more piece, I guess, once we're on the topic. There's a letter from the Chazon Ish, an incredible letter. It was published in Gimel, in the later Igros Chazon Ish. Someone asked the Chazon Ish, it's not clear, but more or less there was a group of Kanoim who were very incensed about something, and they asked the Chazon Ish to join the protest, whatever it is, I'm not clear what, but that's the gist of it. Chazon Ish says the heart of every God-fearing Jew reacts exactly the way your heart is reacting. It says, but as somebody who has learned Torah through such difficult circumstances as I have, I've learned to use my seichel and to weigh things with the scale of seichel, and seichel can't agree to what you've come to, to your conclusion, and therefore I can't be part of it. Okay. Avo, the medish omer b'derech hacha, v'ze omer b'medish b'chodesh ha-shlishi, v'lom b'chodesh ha-shlishi, l'chodesh ha-sheni, l'chodesh ha-vi, omer b'hoishia shana l'rabchi ha-godl, g'yoyres shifkum shokheret l'inosov l'is ars ha-dimu chadashi. Kach yisrol niko gerim, sh'nema ki gerim risim b'eretz mitzrayim. So there's a waiting period, and he himself says later that it's for a different reason, but I'll upon him, there's a waiting period between what was and what's going to be. Shivuyim hoyu, sh'nema v'yo shavim shaveyem, משוחררים הוא יש להם אני אשם לקחת את זה מארץ וציים ליש להם לעבודים. אומר קדש ברוך, אנטון גימו חדושים, ואחר כך את הנמטר עד כאן. מעניין זה משמע, כי צורך גימו חדוש על הרחיק מה שהיה בתחילו משבועות תחסו מצרים. ולפי מהדרגס ומהלס התאירה, אין רואה שנעשה ישראל רק ברחוק מן הזמן אשר משבועות תחסו מצרים. מי שרואה שנעשה גיוס ישראל רק ברחוק שלוש החדושים. ואף כי נוס למטר יותר שלוש החדושים, Vagiyuris lotisaris achim chadashim. So therefore, doveze in acha. Ki tekev shay chodesh ashlishi, nechshav shovigim chadashim, mixes kekula. So he answers a technical issue about, you need after gim chadashim, this was at gim chadashim. Vize shaykh dafke kshayotsu mitzrayim, shabchodesh rishon yotsu, betekev shay chodesh sheni, nikko chodesh sheni, vajish gimel nikko chodesh gimel, the mixes kekula. So over here, it's really, It's this time structure. Nisan is a time, year is a time. Sivan is a third time. It doesn't need 90 days. That's why it didn't have to be full 90 days. Fine. So even though over there it's simply, we should be able to tell if she's expecting from the first, from a different husband, early husband. So he says this is a type of thing where even though we don't have a, it's not a physical correspondent. We don't have any heroin. The truth is, it also means, you can take the mashal a little bit closer and say, tachlis, a person can be impregnated, so to speak, with ideas, with whatever it is from where he's coming from. 3 months sets a gap where now whatever is happening is new. So it's a little bit closer, but it's just the inyan to the inyan. And it's like all these things. The fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu made Gimel Chadashim is when the Uber is Nicker. So Gimel Chadashim, Uber being Nicker, is part of the same idea. It's something which is, it's a self-contained unit. That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu made it, that 3 months would be a transition and then it would be something new. So we say that the way the Bria is set up is parallel to Inam Musagim. That's kind of the way in which we'll understand it. So until 3 months, there's still Mitzrayim dik. There's still, it's like the Gemara says, when a person stops Shemayin Esra, he has to wait a drop till he goes to Makom Mituna, because his lips are still shuckling. So 3 months, a person is still mechuba the way he was. So he says another concept why it is that 3 months is the appropriate waiting time, because anytime I define an entity, whenever I am defining an entity, a discrete unit, I have where it starts, where it ends, and what it is. So I need 3 points. Mal uses this many, many times. Reish, Emtz, and Seif. Well, the figure of Gimel Chadashim Sheyotzeboi, ki ad ze azman nechshav azman echad medubek. So I need to be able to define a cooling off period. In order to define a cooling off period, I need to define an entity that has a beginning, an end, and a middle. Bein roi shetos ha-toi rak bizman she'in l'chiba v'dibuk azman ha-shibud, So he's giving two reasons why it's the third month. One is because the etzem mohus of Torah is something that shlishi. It sort of encompasses, it's the third overarching unit that encompasses Pratim. So the concept of Shlishi fits Torah specifically. And also the fact that it allows for a gap between what was and what will be. I want to add a point to this. It's a double pashit, but still. There's the nekuda of having a metzias. I mean, one of the problems that we have of Torah, and the Maral says this in many places, that he calls Torah seichel nivdal, and it's something which is its own world, its own mitzias. Now, in other words, this is a tough one. I can describe Torah in terms of worldly needs and philosophies. So I can take Torah, I can describe it, why this is a great way for society to live, why this brings out the potential in people. And like Shlomo Hirsch did, and that was his masterful way of making Torah relevant to people in his generation, his place, doing it that way. It's not wrong, but there's a danger as follows. If Torah is seen as part of a certain system, then we have a problem, then it's one of that's doing it wrong. It's not that. Torah comes from Shemayim. It comes from a higher place. A philosophy starts with society. Here we are. This is who we are. This is society. These are needs of societies, potential societies. How do we bring out the best? That's where it starts from. Torah starts from there's a Tzelem Elokim. There's a surah of a person who is, you know, Batchasei Ma'at Elokim and so on and so forth. That's where it starts with. It doesn't start with us. It starts with a certain perfect Adam. And it comes down to us. It trickles down to us. And when Torah comes down to us in our lives and so on, it becomes a dover. What's the right word for it? It takes on a certain shape and form. So just like Lulav and Essek took on a very specific form, and Tefillin took on a specific form, the different Darchei HaTorah is different Darchei HaTorah are it come to us in our Metzius, but it's something which requires a understanding of how to position it. So on the one hand, I need to understand if we're dealing with Malachim Asrafim and Fanim and Spheres, it has zero to do with us. And the problem is either it doesn't speak to anybody, or worse, people patch it with all sorts of tikkunim and never change themselves, never become Niterah, never become El Hidden, never become mentioned. That's one problem. The second problem is that a person is a person, on the other hand, if a person just takes Torah within the context of society, and it's another way to run society, a person is selling it short. It's wrong. So Tachlis, the Dveikus, what he speaks about, that the need to give it a period of time, this is not another way. We're not the same Kali Sodos Mitzrayim with tweaked. It's not a tweaked version of what was. It's something that is a Metzias Chadasha, and it's a Beriah Chadasha. We remember that we are Avodah Mitzrayim, and it's something that has to be part of our Metzias, but we can't make that, it needs to be, we're a Katan Shanoilat. It's just like Geiris, it's like Shichur. So on the one hand, we need to remember Geger Yisem. We need to remember that we were an Evet, but our Metzias Emos is not a tweaked version of what was. It's a whole new version. Okay. But I got Vach, I guess. Just let me.
When is the Nekuda of Ace, is it also the Nekuda of present that's Mechaber, the past and the future? Or that's not correct?
That's only if it is Mechaber. Imagine somebody living with Lerlein with dementia, where he lives every moment and his own and self. You wouldn't call Adab, his present is not Mechaber too. If a person lives a life, for instance, about Taiva, so every moment is a Taiva for itself. The fact that I ate today, it doesn't has nothing to do with eating yesterday and eating tomorrow. I eat today because I have a Taiva today, tomorrow because I have a Taiva tomorrow. It's only when there's some overarching meaning. So if a person's life is dedicated to doing X, Y, Z, so all the pratim are part of a cloud.
I mean that the present doesn't have any metzius that you can nail down, because it's always either the past
well,
or the...
Well, if you keep breaking things down, you know, infinitesimally, so, you know, nothing has any time. But I'm saying, generally speaking, that you know, the more gashmi something is, the less it. The more and more, it's a smaller unit, smaller piece. It's only when you have that which is kolel, a cloud that's kolel, is always a ruchnistic entity of sorts. It certainly is conceptual, and ultimately it's ruchnis. So limnoisya meinikin hoida lemanov lachachma. Counting requires to identify units that form some bigger. We'll see the next piece he speaks about is Chamishim, and why we have Chamishim over here. Okay, good. Agutvach.
Zach.